Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're at the BB&T Center. Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers, Canadiens. Panthers, couple points back of Columbus for that final wild card spot.
It'd be wild tonight, shouldn't it?
I think so. Now the Canadiens always draw a big crowd. All the Canadian teams do. But hopefully, with seven out of the last seven games, the Panthers have gotten points. They lost on Tuesday night in Tampa, but you know, was a tie. It went to overtime, so they got a point. So they're playing unbelievably good hockey. Anyway, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Dave Hyde, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Are the Panthers on your radar, Dave?
They are tonight, as I'll be out there for the game. Yeah, they've worked their way on there because, you know, let's face it, they're winning. So, and I was looking up, there's always a site for everything now, and now the hockey playoff probable site puts them at 70% to make the playoffs because, they're in ninth place, but they have three games. They have three fewer games than Columbus. So it looks like the Heat and the Panthers should both make the playoffs right now.
Well, I started out yesterday's show by saying this is a really fun time of year, right? Because every Heat game has implications. I mean, they're a good mount ahead in the eight seed, but every game they play, I think, has implications. The Panthers, certainly, every game they play is a playoff game. And the Hurricanes, who've got the ACC tournament tonight, not that it really even matters what they do in the ACC tournament, but you got the big tournament next week. Like, everything matters for the three sports right now.
Yeah, and for the Hurricanes, seeding matters. And, you know, if they have a run in this tournament, that will boost their seed. So, it's almost like, there should be a game every night, but it seems like what was Tuesday, there were two games. Thursday, there's three games. I mean, it's a good time to be either going to games or flicking channels.
Yeah, I have this weird thing. I was saying it on the air. Why don't the leagues get together? I got to sit through Tuesday night and flip between everything going on at once. Tonight, like you say, there's three games. That there was nothing last night. There was nothing Monday night. They gotta organize this better, Dave.
I think the schedule makers just need to have a weekend retreat together. You know, go to somewhere in West Virginia where no one's going to know where they're there and plan it all. I'm with you. Selfishly, I want a game every night. So, my boring life, I can sit there and watch games on TV.
Hey, Dave, out of those three we just talked about, the Canes, the Panthers, and the Heat, who do you think has the better chance of going deeper into the postseason?
You know, of the three, I would say the Panthers do in a weird sense. Look, if the Heat draw any of the top three teams in the East, that would be a feat for them to make the second round. And the Hurricanes have been so up and down, although they're playing better lately. But, yeah, you know, hockey is so random, it seems like. And the Panthers are playing well right now. So you do see low seeds in hockey make runs into the spring. So I'm not expecting any of them to be honest with you, but if any of them do make a run, I think it'd be the Panthers.
I kind of feel like the Miami Hurricanes have a little something special. That best, even without Bruce Brown, something happened at the end of the season where they really gelled.
Yeah, I went to a game. Was it? I'm drawing a blank. A Saturday afternoon game.
The Boston College game.
Boston College, and they've been so up and down, but of late they're playing well. You're right. The last four or five games, they've played very well.
Dave Hyde is with us. He's a columnist for the Sun Sentinel. I really had you on today. There's a lot of sports going on. But you wrote a column about Stephen Ross in the Sun Sentinel when all the hoo-ha was swirling about him. We actually read it on the air because I think you came out with it like that night. I think his comments were on a Monday, and then he kind of walked them back on a Tuesday, if I'm remembering correctly. And then it was also printed in yesterday's Sun Sentinel print version, which I happened to get at home. I get the Wednesday and the Sunday paper, Dave.
I should deliver coffee to you, you know, once a week with your paper.
I mean, it's so nice to see your smiling face right there on the front of the sports page. But the title is, Can We Listen to Stephen Ross Like Grown-Ups? And again, he has walked back his statement that players will stand next season. But what did you make of his original statements, what the retraction was? And you make a point which I thought was right on in your column, which is essentially it's not really anything different than what Stephen Ross was saying by the end of last season, was it?
No. You know, about mid-season, once, you know, Donald Trump changed the conversation into a patriotism issue, smartly on his part, I guess, that, you know, the whole idea of kneeling changed from, okay, I'll give my dad as an example. My dad's very conservative, very right wing, and he said, I'm not watching NFL games anymore. And I said, why not? He goes, well, because, you know, they're kneeling. They're kneeling, and that's a slap at the flag. And I said, well, they've been kneeling for a year and a half now. And you know, they're kneeling for socials. He goes, I don't even know why they're kneeling. And when I heard that, I said, I've written probably five columns on kneeling, why they're kneeling, who they're supporting. I thought, there's no hope then, because that segment of the population will don't even want to hear why they're kneeling. They just think it as a slap at the flag. So about mid-season when that happened, Steve Ross and the Dolphins had conversation with people in the Dolphins. They said it's a an ineffective protest. And I agreed with him. It changed. So that was really Steve Ross's thinking. And it was known and has been written about before. Now, anybody who's talked to Steve Ross, he's, you know, for as rich and as powerful and you know, I really think a good-hearted person, at sometimes he gets into nuanced conversations and he doesn't complete the full thought. And I think I know what happened there, because I saw it and I thought, oh, okay. I emailed him and I said, is this right? And I got a message from the Dolphins of the statement saying, look, he's saying, and again, if you've interviewed him, if you talk to him, he needs to do a better job at times of completing thoughts. And what he was saying is no one's going to be kneeling next year. But that's different than saying I'm ordering everybody to stand next year. Okay, you have to understand there's a nuance there. He's talked to the players. He knows that the three players, okay, I think only – well, Michael Thomas will be back in – I assume, and Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills, yeah.
But I assume he talked to them, and they thought it run its course, and whatever. He had said the players will be standing. But again, that's different than saying I'm ordering everybody to stand. Okay, you have to understand that nuance. As a reporter, you have to ask the question, are you ordering everybody to stand then? And that question really wasn't asked of Ross, and he didn't say everybody's going to stand, but I'm not, you know, I think it's an ineffective protest, but they can kneel if they want, you know, that's up to them. Okay.
Yeah, it's not it's not his greatest strong suit. Like you say, he's a brilliant businessman. Like you say, I think he's been a great owner for the Dolphins. His ability to explain his position on things is not his strong suit.
Right. that's good. And it's kind of surprising where he is. I guess, you know, I would say this, John Henry, another guy you talk to, brilliant man, obviously. Yet when you talk to him, it's sort of the same thing where you're like, you have to make sure you ask everything because there's room for misunderstanding, as I think there was in that article, really. He was quoted perfectly. You know, there's no question that he said all that stuff, But the question had to be asked. Okay, everybody's standing. See, Russ, it thinks it's an ineffective protest. Are you ordering the players to stand? No, he never. That's if you know him, if you've talked to him, that's not what he does. It's not, quote, what he stands for. So that's really, really, they had to come out with a statement explaining the full position on that.
Did you order the code red, Stephen Ross? Dave Hyde is with us, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. And then you write in the column, the other thing that he said that caused a lot of controversy, and you talk about being on such opposite sides of the importance spectrum, but the other thing that got a lot of people all up in arms was that he said Miami's not a great sports town. And you seem to agree with him in the column, yes?
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets so riled up. We have to be the greatest at everything. Well, you know what? We're not a great sports town, okay? I mean, my thought always has been, and I put it in the column, if you like going to every major event, if you like to be able to buy tickets at the last second relatively cheap, don't need you're not going to run into a lot of traffic. And again, you see every sport imaginable. This is your set. This is your town. It's a great fans town, but you know, and in part, I put it on the teams. Absolutely, they haven't been good this generation of sports, other than the Heat. The Heat a fundamentally bad run here. But even before that, we haven't been a Boston or Chicago or New York or that type of a sports town. We're a big event town, and I think most people understand that.
And Dave, that what gets to me about that conversation is good and bad, because if you look at like attendance numbers, Heat's number 6 in the NBA. The what is it? There's just the Dolphins were number 16, I think, this year. It was just where you look at those numbers and it doesn't prove that it's not a good sports town. When you say good, bad, and great, how do you judge that?
I walk into a bar. It sounds like a joke. I walk into a bar, not a sports bar, but you walk into a bar or a tavern, and there's a TV on. I would say 80% of the time, even when like the Panthers or the Marlins are playing, that TV is not tuned to the game. Okay, and that's how I judge. You know, it's a grassroots thing. It's a feel. When I go into other towns and the Red Sox are playing in Boston, it is a passion. You know, and we're not at that level of passion for local teams that they are there. It's simple as that. That doesn't mean we're an awful town or anything like that. I think everybody takes it so personally. Like, we have to live, you know, we're great people, and we have to live in a great sports town. Oh, it's a great place to live. You know, I've made my life here. I obviously like it. I love my job. But let's not pretend the passion for sports night after night, day after day, is the same as it is in other towns.
Well, I think Crowder said it best, though, a couple of days ago. It's different down here. I grew up in Chicago, and my wife grew up in Philadelphia. I know what really passionate, great sports towns are, but this is just different. I hesitate to refer to Miami as a bad sports town. It's a different sports town. I don't know why we take such an immense amount of pride or umbrage at the characterization, but we do. But it is different. I don't know if it's bad. It's different.
It's more like a Los Angeles, a town where, look, you'll go to the hockey game tonight, and how many Canadian fans are going to be there? Now, I get it. The Panthers haven't won a playoff series since 1996, so there's room for people to fill up the arena. I get that. But you could go down the list of games around here and realize there's going to be a significant number of fans who live here and root for the other team. And that doesn't go on in what I classify as, quote, great sports towns.
Yeah, that's probably a fair characterization. But when you have a winning team,
yes,
you get a whole hell of a lot of South Florida fans. And I always make the point, it's like me when I say I'm a Sylvester Stallone fan. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go see his crappy movies. Like, you got to put a good vehicle out there for me to go spend my money on. Same thing happens with sports. Doesn't make me less of a fan, but if you're not going to win, why should I spend my money on you?
I'm with you completely, and to me that's a smart fan base, because why would I want to go out, and, you know, and God bless all the Marlins season ticket holders or Panthers season ticket holders, because those are the hardest core fans. You're never going to lose those at this point, because, again, neither of them have had success this generation. And so, but I'm with you. To me, it's a smart fan base. Maybe I should phrase it that way. We're not a great sports town, but we're a smart. We're not going to go out and watch crappy products or mediocre products. So I'm with you on that. And you know what? I would have thought, and it hadn't worked out that way, that would work to the benefit of the team's success. That, oh, we know we have to do something well. We have to put a good product on the field.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to. The two aren't corollary, apparently.
To that point, a fan base that they would say they are a good sports town, they're there through the good and the bad. We just come for the good.
Yeah.
That could be considered a bad sports town now that we're really breaking it down.
A fickle sports town.
Yeah, we're fickle. Although, you know what? Again, this goes against what I'm saying of being a great sport. But you go, any team that hasn't won like the Marlins, haven't won since 2003, any team going through that long of a run where they've been, and the stuff that goes on with them in the last 15 years, isn't going to draw well, right? And any team like the Panthers that hasn't won a playoff series in 20 years, you put them in any city, really, they aren't going to draw well. So, you know, that goes sort of against what I'm saying, that we're a great sports town. But they really, trust me, just from the readership numbers, we can see when teams start winning, people start reading. That's why when everybody says, oh, you write negative stories because that sells papers. No, it doesn't sell papers. What sells papers is the Marlins going to the World Series, the Panthers going to the Stanley Cup in 96, the Dolphins making the playoffs. That's what sells papers.
Friend of the program, Dr. Chuck Metzger, is disagreeing with that via my personal text machine, saying that you need to write better columns.
Well, that's probably true.
Dave Hyde, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Read his work at sunsentinel.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you for making time for us, Dave.
All right, guys. See you.
Dave Hyde there.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.